Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
If there is a poll, how many people do Pizza Fridays? I think a majority of Americans probably would jump on that bandwagon, right?
I mean, there's definitely at least one day of the week that I do pizza, Monday or Friday. Sometimes it's both.
Yeah. Joining us, six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Check out his podcast there, too, Plum Love Foods.
What's up, friends? You say there's one day a week for pizza. I think there's every day.
Well, right.
Pizza's the jam.
You know, like my dad's a pizza guy. Like, he owns pizza restaurants.
Right.
And we can tell you, Friday nights are insane. That's the night that's the craziest for us since I was a little girl.
Yeah, it's like the relief you give yourself after working all week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I bought a pizza oven at my house, which was like my favorite thing ever. And you know, it's just very simple. It's the dome with the stone, and we make a big wood fire in it, and we cook pizzas. It's the best.
Nice.
Okay.
And it's so easy to do at home. But there's a couple of things I think people should know, a couple of tips you should know when you're making pizza at home, right?
Okay.
Which isn't hard. First of all, your pizza sauce, don't overthink it. It's not marinara sauce. It's pizza sauce. There's a difference. You don't cook it. Open your can of tomatoes. Get good tomatoes. Spring for the San Marzano. They're the best ones. It's going to cost you an extra dollar. Get those. Add a little olive oil to it, a little garlic to it, and salt, and don't do anything else. You know, you can finish it with basil, all that sort of stuff, but don't do anything else to it. Blend it up or keep it chunky, whatever you like, but don't cook the sauce. It cooks in the oven.
Okay. Very, so you're saying to use to smash up the tomatoes from scratch and not buy any of the pre-made sauces at all?
I wouldn't buy a pre-made sauce, no, but you don't have to. Well, I mean, smash them up. You could just get like a can of tomatoes. Not a can of pizza sauce, a can of tomatoes. A little olive oil in that, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of salt. Blend it up. If you want it nice and smooth, you want to keep it chunky, don't blend it up. But that's your pizza sauce. It cooks in the oven, not in a pan. Remember that. Very important. So many people think marinara sauce and pizza sauce are the same thing. Very different.
Okay.
Your dad would tell you that, too.
I know.
So, if you're doing it at home, why stray away from those jarred sauces? Are they going to mess with your flavor?
It's just better to make it. I mean, it's so much. It's not hard. It's easy. Just make it yourself. It's so simple. And super famous pizza places that have some of the best pizza in the world, like, it's just tomatoes. It's not even a sauce.
Interesting, because my friends give me, because I always joke, like, I would never buy a jar of tomato sauce.
Of course not.
It's so easy to make a sauce.
So easy.
And I don't think people realize how easy it is, because if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I've watched your cooking skills. I'm actually questioning whether you can do it or not. But if you say so, I believe you. So next, let's talk about how the cooking process is going to be, right?
Okay.
One of the funnest ways and easiest ways to do it is on a piece of equipment that we probably all have, a grill. Right. You don't have to have a pizza oven. You can have a grill. And a couple things you can do. You can do it right on the grill grates itself, or just get a pizza stone for $12 from Amazon and put that on top. Take your grill, keep one half of it hot, one half of it not. That's the easiest way to do it. And that way your grill kind of becomes an oven. Key point, heat it up. Make sure it's nice and hot before you start cooking on it.
Do you have to grease the grates of the grill before you put it directly on?
So I hate the term grease, first of all. It sounds like my mom's talking to me.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Greasing, like, grease it, you grease it up. Yeah. It's a terrible connotation.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Oil it.
Lube it up?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No. Right.
Oil it.
Oil it.
Okay.
But no, not at all. If it's nice and hot, it doesn't have to. You want to cook that dough ahead of time just a little bit. So what I do is, if I'm doing it on the grates of the grill, I actually get it nice and hot. I'll put my pizza dough over the grill. It cooks before it can fall through. And then I'll flip it, right? So then I actually make the pizza on the side that already cooked a little bit. So it's nice and, you know, crisp all the way through.
Interesting.
Yeah, it works really well. If you don't have that, an oven at your house works fantastic. Just get a pizza stone in there. $12 from Amazon. Makes it so easy to make pizzas at home all night long.
All right, check out Chef Plum for yourself online at chefplum.com. Listen to his podcast, Plum Love Foods, and follow him on Instagram
at chef_plum.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.